1.1. Exercise 7. Part 2.
Well, that's exactly why I've arranged for us all to be here this morning. Now, Ginny, the first thing to say is, don't worry. Many students feel a bit at sea with their study techniques to begin with. Isn't that right, Mark?
Definitely. When I started here, I found it so different from school. It wasn't that the subject itself was suddenly more challenging. I've always loved history and been confident in my field. But at school, I really only had to use a couple of core textbooks to find out what I needed. While here at uni, I was presented with huge resources, the library, the internet, with little idea of how to use them efficiently.
Exactly. The main problem I seem to have is time wasting. I can spend a whole day in the library and come away feeling I haven't really scratched the surface.
Part 3.
Could you give us a concrete example of what you see as time wasting, Jenny?
Well, yesterday I had to do some background reading for an essay. I took down a big book from the shelves, thinking it would be useful. The title seemed to fit my essay topic, but it was hopeless. I sat there with it for nearly 2 hours, reading chapter after chapter, thinking that eventually I'd find what I needed. But it never happened.
OK, Jenny, first piece of advice. Don't wander along the library shelves looking at book spines. Titles can be very misleading. You'll save time by putting yourself in front of a computer and using the search tools to locate books or articles on your topic. Didn't they explain this to you on the library tour at the start of term?
I forgot to go.
OK, well, make sure you fix up another tour immediately. They're still running them once a week, you know.
And another suggestion, Jenny. Don't just rely on books. You're likely to find much more up-to-date information in periodicals and journals, you know.
Right. I'll look for those then.
Part 4.
And what do you both think about using the internet?
Well, it isn't always used very productively. Sure, you can get lucky and find something really useful, but other days you may retrieve virtually nothing. And perhaps even worse, sometimes you're totally inundated with possible material, and then you don't know where to start.
Mark's right. I think you have to be extremely careful in this area, especially in assessing the accuracy of the facts themselves. You see, there are no quality controls on the web. Information can become out of date or maybe false or biased to start with. Use it by all means, but always evaluate what you find. You must be absolutely certain of all the sources you quote in essays.
I've got a lot to learn, haven't I?
That's true, but we're here to support you. You shouldn't feel embarrassed about asking me for more help and advice, and Mark is willing to act as your student mentor too.
In fact, why don't we go for a coffee now? Then we can get to know each other a bit better.
Thanks, I'd like that. And thank you, Dr. Lucas. It's been really helpful.
I'm pleased. Right, off you go then.